Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie. There is a video, me and my wife, we love at Christmas time, we go back home to Arkansas to watch home videos.
Fun.
We found this video of Easter, and she will not let me live this down, but apparently I'm having a crisis.
Oh.
And I think that my mom or someone gets out the video camera to film this
crisis.
Because
in a crisis, why wouldn't you?
Exactly, right. And so because of the camera, I have a pillow covering my face. I'm laying on the couch. And apparently the crisis is over if I believe in the Easter Bunny or not. Because if I don't want him, if I don't believe in him, then he's not going to come and bring any candy.
That is a crisis.
But yeah, but if I do believe in him, then he is going to come and bring candy.
Okay.
And so I'm there kind of half in my southern voice.
Sure.
Kind of being like, and this is the part my wife always makes fun of me. I'm going, just give me five more minutes. Just get that camera out of my face and give me five more minutes. I don't know about the Easter Bunny. And I'm just wanting a little more time before I really cut it off because I do not want to lose access to the goods. So,
oh, you've made your wife proud today.
Yeah. So every time that she needs a little extra time, she's like, just give me five more minutes.
Oh, I think that we're all going to do that now.
Yeah, so
you're never going to know when I'm going to do the southern voice and say, just five more minutes.
That's right. I can't live it down. So.
You can't. Well, it's going to be good to see how all of your maybe people even will want to even purchase the video.
Maybe. And yeah, that is true. Maybe we could use that as some kind of fundraiser or something.
Yes.
I don't know. And maybe it could eventually be a movie.
Right.
So we'll see.
You just never know. The fact of the matter is there is more to Easter, right?
Yeah, right. Than the Easter Bunny and the candy.
That's right. And so what I love is that we're focusing on how Jesus spent this last week, this holy week, of getting ready to go to the cross. And really, it's all about what's going to happen to humanity.
Right.
Because God chose to do that. So I love the Message translation. And Matthew, one of the four Gospels, is telling this story from Matthew 23. And I'm going to get you back into all of this,
okay,
Joshua. And if you would read that to us.
Sure. It says, now Jesus turned to address his disciples along with the crowd that had gathered with him. The religion scholars and Pharisees are competent teachers in God's law. You won't go wrong in following their teachings on Moses, but be careful about following them. They talk a good line, but they don't live it.
I love that last sentence, don't you?
That is really cool.
It really speaks of what happens, I think, when people that say they follow Christ, people that call themselves Christians, often are called hypocrites.
Right.
Because of this very thing. They talk a good line, but they don't live it.
You just don't see it happening.
Right.
They're saying it, but you don't see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is really all about being authentic in our faith, of understanding that, you know, stop that. You know,
right.
Stop just talking a good line. Live it out. And I think we just need to unpack that a little bit, that here's the religious leaders, and they could just preach it. In fact, basically, they could preach about Moses like nobody's business.
Right.
They were kind of the good old boys club, that they were the teachers, they were the best rabbis, but they would condemn others, but never themselves. I mean, don't you see that as we're reading these scriptures, even in the last week, they are finding fault with Jesus.
Right. Yeah. They are full of things to say to a lot of people, but never them. They've missed the point.
Right. Well, and the system had broke.
Yeah.
And this is what they expected the leaders to do. They expected for them to find things that they needed to condemn and the things that were wrong with everyone but themselves.
Right.
Right. And we, as Christ followers, many times find ourselves in this position that when we get all together, sometimes we're doing what we call gossip.
Right.
And we're not being authentic or true to who God has made us be. And so I think we need to understand that we too can miss the mark.
Yeah.
And that we need to look at ourselves and really take a look at this Holy Week about who we are. And so I think we can just even take that one sentence and make that our challenge, that we need to walk the line, not just talk it.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.